Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 5th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. I'm going to start off by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Now I'm going to cut the deck. We have the Hierophant reversed, we have the Lovers reversed, and we have the Five of Swords upright. So I'm sensing a lot of breakups and also some heartbreak. I'm kind of sensing some traditions. Maybe somebody in a relationship that you've been trying to move to the next step. You're like, okay, well, what's our next step, right? I'm kind of sensing that a lot has been revealed about this lover in your life, about your relationships, and about where they're actually headed, right? This could also be friendships, right? You're kind of wondering, okay, well, what's the natural next step for us? Like, how do we become closer? And I'm sensing that there has been this shift where you can see, oh, we don't want the same thing. So what now? I'm kind of sensing that there's been this kind of break between you and this partner. The Seven of Pentacles upright, the Tower reversed, Ten of Wands upright. So a lot of heavy energy, a lot of things weighing on your mind that are affecting your physical body. You might be feeling more tired than usual. And I feel like maybe this relationship had to do with money. Maybe you kind of sensed an imbalance of some sort where you were like, well, I'm inputting this much and I noticed that you're not inputting anything. And if I want for us to grow together, then can you put more in? And the other side was kind of like, well, no, I kind of like how things are. I'd rather not put in that much. And there's been kind of a heartbreak, a shift. The Tower reverse is a big change, right? So I'm kind of sensing you might be feeling like your world is upside down right now. There's so many reverse cards. And the Five of Swords to me is just indicating a lot of pain, a lot of, you kind of maybe feel betrayed. You kind of feel like maybe you betrayed yourself or like somebody was trying to play you. You're kind of like, wait, were you messing with me this whole time? Were you trying to take advantage of my kindness and my resources, attention, of my money? Like, is this what's been going on? You've been betraying me in some way. Like, what is happening? And the Seven of Pentacles, I'm seeing that you're now able to assess your resources and thinking, okay, well, now that I know this, now that this has been revealed to me, unfortunately, but also I guess fortunately, now what am I going to do with my resources? How am I going to spend my time? But I feel like right now there's just been a lot of heaviness, right? I'm kind of sensing like a big break in this way where even though you could kind of deep down know that this was for the best, it is normal to feel heavy and to feel all sorts of intense emotions right now because it's the Lovers reversed, you know, it's betrayal, it's change, it's, oh, I thought we were headed in a certain direction and we're not. Okay, so now I'm kind of sensing this burden almost because I've invested so much. I'm kind of seeing that maybe you had a lot of business bonds or ties that now are falling apart and now you're kind of sensing the weight of it. You're kind of seeing that your role has been the one of the giver. And now you're kind of like, wait, what have I been, where's the balance, right? And now it's being revealed to you. The Hanged Man reverses on the back. So I'm seeing that even though you're not able to maybe see this from a new perspective right now, I'm kind of sensing that a new perspective is on its way to you that will help illuminate you on your path in this journey because there is something good that's coming from this, right? But it's kind of hard to see it right now because you're so deep in it. So it's kind of like there's no hope almost. But know that a new perspective is going to be coming to you. So try to ground down as much as you can through meditation, through your spiritual work, through anything that feels right for you right now. Maybe even through just feeling your emotions, right? Get some more extra sleep or just get more creative, start to draw, start to write out your feelings. I'm kind of seeing that writing is going to be very helpful to you in shifting your foundations right now, because that is kind of what's happening, right? The Tower reversed, like your world has been turned upside down. You've made a lot of plans, you've built so many things up, and now it's all kind of fallen into place in a way that you didn't think it was going to fall. It's just fallen down. So be patient with yourself. A new perspective is coming, and know that if this was meant to be, it would have been. And if it's not, then it's just not meant to be, right? Like this was what was going to happen. And I feel like there's a big lesson for you here. There was a big gift, but it's just about being patient and waiting to see it. I'm seeing the Magician upright on the back. This card to me is very powerful, right? So I'm seeing that you have all the skills, all the elements on your side to manifest what you want. And I feel like maybe that's what the new perspective is going to be about the fact that you're going to be able to see what has happened as a gift in a way that you're like, okay, well, now what am I going to rebuild? Now with this information that I've learned about them and myself and what I want, how can I move forward into building an even bigger dream and manifesting that which I desire? So stay patient with yourself. You are going to manifest something really big. But it is normal to feel your feelings. You know, allow yourself to feel your feelings. I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today? Remiel, Angel of Visions, Gabriel, Angel of Heralds, and Chesed, Right Hand Empathy. So have empathy towards yourself, give yourself self-love, and in that way you'll be able to give it to others. But it all has to start in your home body, where you are, where you find yourself. Even though you might be feeling like you are in the dark right now, right? You're kind of like, well, I don't know what my next step is. I don't actually see any hope. I don't know where the light is. Remember that Gabriel is there with you, by your side, and that you yourself are the light in his lantern. And he's guiding you. He has you. He is helping you find your direction, right? Like, even if you feel alone as you're traversing this dark terrain where you can't see where you're going, you can't find your footing, know that you are the light within that you are searching for, right? So allow for the light within to illuminate your path. You don't have to see the full picture right now in order to visualize it, right? So maybe, because Remiel, Angel of Visions came out, maybe keep an eye out for that which illuminates you from within, right? Like a really cool thought, a really cool idea, like, wow, if my life could look like this day to day, that would be awesome. If that makes you feel good, hold on to that. Add it to this mental vision board for yourself and think, you know what, if we're going to start over, then let's go ahead and start over. But let's go ahead and make our work towards something that we would love to get to. Right, so that every step that we take is giving us hope, because we are working towards a specific goal in mind, towards our vision, towards who we want to be surrounded by, where we want to be, what kind of climate, what kind of home, what kind of business, what kind of community, how much of what we want in our lives, what we want our day-to-day to look like, right? So allow yourself to envision what you would like, right? And I feel like that in itself is going to help you feel hope. It's going to allow you to feel that magic within you, that magician within you, right? That illuminating, guiding power. And it's going to be, I feel like maybe a lesson that you've learned from this journey right now, from this reading, is about empathy, right? So maybe now you're able to empathize with people that you hadn't been able to empathize with before because you didn't have that similar situation. And now I feel like maybe you're going to feel more love or connectedness to your world around you. So maybe that's one of the gifts that you're getting right now. So allow yourself to dream big, envision what you would like, allow yourself to feel how you feel, yes, but at the same time, tune into the light within you. On the back, I'm seeing Fanuel, Angel of Truth. So a lot of truths about you are coming out, about your relationships, about people's intentions, about your intentions are coming out. Things are being revealed to you right now, and the truth sometimes hurts, you know? So it's uncomfortable sometimes, and I kind of feel like that's where we're at. I'm gonna thank this deck, thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to know today? We have the What Do You Love card that just fell out. This card to me is about using the power of your voice, the power of your vibrations, of your intentions, of your body speaking what it loves, right? Go around today, maybe right now, maybe pause the podcast or maybe after the podcast. Take some time to appreciate what you love about your life out loud. Say, wow, I love my body. I love my home. I love my health. I love the fact that I'm breathing. I love fresh flowers. I love the coffee on my desk. I love fresh water. I love that I have art supplies. I love that I can see my plants grow every day. I love that it's cloudy. I love the sun. I love my wind chimes. I love that I have a working bathroom. I love that I have a working kitchen. I love that I have a safe home to live in. I love that I can go outside and ground. I love that, you know, just keep going. Just keep saying things that you love about your day, about yourself, about the people that surround you, about what you've learned. In this way, you are raising your vibration and the universe is hearing you, right? And you're now stepping into this frequency of gratitude, which is going to be very powerful to lift you up out of this dark place. Let go. So definitely practice this, maybe through meditating or writing about it in any way that feels right for you, that you feel called to do. Let go of this chapter of your life, right? Take the lessons, take the gold bits, and leave everything else out, right? Just throw it out. You don't need to hold on to it, right? You don't need to, that Ten of Wands energy, you don't need to allow it to weigh you down and to bog you down and for you to be just in it. Allow yourself the freedom of feeling light enough to let go. So when you feel light, you can keep on floating towards your goals, through your north, to your new visions. Cloak yourself in light came out. So take some time right now to envision this beautiful white cloud of energy just coming down from the top of your head and enveloping your head, your shoulders, your chest, your elbows, your torso, your belly, your hips, your knees, your feet. Now imagine that this beautiful white light is cleansing you of any negative energies, negative frequencies, stress. It's being evaporated into this beautiful white cloud, leaving you in a sense of centeredness, stability, self-love, calmness, peace, balance. And do this at least every day if you can, right? Or at least every time you're about to enter into the outside world. So when you're leaving your home, you put on your shoes, you get your wallet, etc. Imagine this beautiful white light enveloping you so that when you engage with the world, you engage with your best, higher self, with your centeredness that is within you, so you don't go ahead and bring the static of your thoughts and attract that which you don't want, right? You are in control of your energy, so start to use that power, right? The magician uses all the elements, all the powers, visualization. I feel like right now that is a good time for you to do that. On the back, I'm seeing the Be Flexible card. So if you have a specific schedule for your day today, but something in your heart is telling you, like, you know what? No, we're gonna nap instead. Or you know what? No, we're gonna do that tomorrow. Or you know what? Do I really need to go shopping today? Let's just do that some other time. Be flexible with yourself, right? I feel like whenever you allow yourself to shift with the times of what feels right for you moment to moment, you start to tune in and align with your higher self, with what you're meant to be doing. Because you're kind of letting go of this idea of tradition, of what you should be doing, of what you've been doing. Allow yourself to be flexible. Allow yourself to heal in this way. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi. So now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.